You know, honestly, like I said, I'm not saying I'm frustrated with it. You know, I know in due time things are going to happen. And, you know, we got to win first and foremost, and that's the objective here. Once we start winning football games, I think everybody get noticing. You know, I can continue to do my job and hope the wins continue to come in and everything else individually can take care of itself. That's my guy, man. I done bought him a couple of dinners. You know, I owe him. I told him he could do one a game, man. It'd be pretty scary, right? So hopefully he could do it once a game, man. I owe Kruger, man. Can't even begin to describe, but you know, man, start with the front seven. You want, as a defensive back, you want a front seven that can apply that kind of pressure. And when the ball in the air, you got to come down with it. And I've been blessed enough to do that, and I've been blessed to have Kruger and those guys put pressure. You know, if you could do it, just you know, I go into the game each game. You know, no matter the quarterback, I just, you know, just begin to build on confidence. And you know, you feel like if you can pick Drew Brees off, you can pick any quarterback off. So you know, continue to go throughout this season, continue to progress, man. Every time I step on the field, I feel like that's a game that I can change the game. So whatever, it's a pick six or set the offense up. So that's my mindset going into each game. And, you know, hopefully, God willing, something like that happen. Ain't no telling what can happen. Yeah, no, right now we're very interchangeable. You know, last year you guys see me a whole lot in the middle of the field. Right. You know, I think which was a blessing for me. I was able to kind of get my feet wet and play in that role. But now, you know, we're interchangeable. You see Dante back a lot more. You see some games I might be down a lot more. So, you know, it's an interchangeable system, and you got to know both. You got to know both really well. So in this defense, we don't have a free safety, strong safety. Me and Whitney both got the same jobs, and we just executing at a high level right now. So, you know, just playing football in this defense, and I love this defense, and I can't stress it enough how blessed I am to be in it. You know, it's just like you said, man, film study. You know, you got to learn their tendencies, where they like going with the ball, the matchups that they like going. You know, we got one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, in my opinion. So, you know, a lot of teams probably going to try to go at the rookie opposed to Hayden. So, you look at small things like that. And, you know, on top of film study, you know, routes that they like to run, where they like to get the ball. Every offense has certain schemes that they like to get to a certain guy, you know. They get into empty. We knew that they wanted to get it to Jimmy Graham. He tried to get it to Jimmy Graham and things like that. Small things you gotta start learning to pay attention to. And I think as the years progress, I'm starting to get a feel for a better thing. You know, having Whitney in there, starting to teach me how to watch him. And you know, like I said, man, I tip my hat off. Whitney's been a great help to me, man, a blessing in disguise. Yeah, you know, I've always, man, I make jokes to Whitney and everything. You know, Whitney probably want to knock your helmet off. I really catch the pick, so. I'd rather, you know, anytime you could be labeled as that, man, you know, getting your hands on balls. I pride myself on trying to do that, and, you know, because that's a game changer. And I think that, you know, both of my interceptions this year has been fortunate enough to put the offense in a good field position or score. So if you can continue to do that and change the games like that, that's what it's all about, helping that offense get them in better field position and things like that. So, you know, definitely, if the hit is there and it's not a catchable interception, I'm definitely going to go for the hit. So, you know, just pride yourself of being overall safety, and that's what you want to be in this league. Well, yeah, anytime you come in, you being an undrafted guy and you come in with a new whole coaching staff, every coach like their particular kind of players. So, you know, Coach Chud liked his style of players. Coach Pettin like his style of players. Coach Sherman like his. So, you know, of course I'll be lying. I mean, I'm not one of the guys that have a $10, $15 million contract. So, you know, my job each year, I feel like I just got to go out there and showcase that I really do belong. And, you know, anytime you get a new coach in here, you want to make sure that you put your best foot forward, because you honestly don't know what they're expecting of you or what their thoughts on you. I sat down and talked with the coach staff when they got here, kind of got a feel for them. They got a feel for me as a person, and we just moved forward like that. You know, I just told them I'm going to give them the best me within this scheme, and you know, whatever they ask of me, I'm gonna do it to my best ability at a high level. And you know, they've been demanding a lot of me, and I've been trying to do my best. So, you know, just overall, you know, the coaching, I'm accepting coaching, just playing football.